Hi, you boys and girls.
Love Talk Radio.
Hi, you boys and girls. Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. I'm going to have to break in a song here for you because whatever I've prepared for you tonight is not up on my file. So just bear with me 1 second, and we will see what we're going to do here. We will see what we're going to do. And then we'll give you a tune. And that'll buy me 2 or 3 minutes. And I thought I had a pretty interesting show for you tonight, but the devil is working against me. So let's see here. I'm looking for SNL Judases. And we're opening it. And I'll put SNL here. And then we're going to upload it. And why it didn't work before, I don't know. So just give me a few seconds to upload it, and then I'll give you a tune. And that'll buy me 2 minutes to figure out what happened. My topic tonight is boycott NBC. That was my topic last night. I've expounded on it a little bit. And you know what's funny? If you try it, you know what you want to try and do? Look for the sponsors of NBC. You know, you won't find them. They're concealed. Unbelievable. Let's see what we got here. Okay, here's your tune. SNL Broke My Heart. My girl left me, the Statue of Liberty. She's gone. Well, here's we go. Here we go. Hang in there. Get ready to get your Irish up.
This story just broke 2 hours ago. I'm picking it up off of WorldNet Daily. And apparently, Saturday Night Live has done the greatest insult to the Christian community that's ever been performed by a pornographic group. And what they've done is they're mocking Christ and comparing the Passion of Christ to a Quentin Tarantino movie under the guise of being artful. But what they're really doing is they're going to the cross and they're spitting on the face of Jesus Christ. And they're doing it in the name of comedy. And I call for a boycott of any sponsor of NBC in any program. Get them all. Put this goddamn network out of business. Nothing but communists is NBC. Destroy it. Take it down. Burn it to the ground without lighting matches. And may God get them all. You see what's happening. Lent began 3 days ago. The attack on Christmas is over. Now comes the attack on Easter. The first movie that came out on crap television is The Passion of Christ, where Jesus is tempted by Mary Magdalene. Give me a break. Give me a break. If you're going to write that kind of crap, at least do it where you belong, in the Soviet Union. 80% of the country is Christian, and it's time for 80% of the country to take their country back. Take your home back, take your schools back, and take your country back before there's nothing left but Sodom and Gomorrah, one on each coast. Here we go. I just blogged a whole bunch of people, and I'm starting this boycott of NBC. It is time for Christians to take their homes, schools, and country back. Lent begins with the media movie of The Passion of Christ, which is not the suffering on the cross. Remember when, made the movie The Passion? Huh? And they try to stop him from making it? Mel Gibson. They try to see to it that he went broke on it. Instead, he made $1 billion. Yeah, so they got him by saying he was an anti-Semite when he was drunk. Yeah, give me a break. Give me a break. No Bible story, no robe, no the silver chalice. The cokeheads who die on the job at Saturday Night Live have followed the Chinese GE's orders and their successors to get Christ. Because I think, Comcast buy NBC? And we thought we were going to get an improvement. Instead, we got more garbage. NBC, nothing but communists, have done zero to promote tasteful comedy. The only thing they haven't done is porn on stage with barnyard animals. There is no comedy on SNL. They cater to a little bunch of latte frappes. This communist attack on 80% of Americans calls for a boycott of all sponsors who hope to profit from this outrage. See a YouTube, and this isn't the first time NBC has attacked Christianity. See YouTube, I pledge to thee a boycott NBC. And now I'm going to give you a tune, we're going to get even, we're going to give you a Jesus tune. Remember, 80% of the country is Christian. You think about that. Jimmy from Brooklyn says it used to be 90%. Let me make a suggestion on what you should give up for Lent. This will be the greatest gift that you could give God. Give up NBC. Give up NBC for Lent. In 40 days, they'll be out of business. Give up their sponsors for Lent. Give it up for Lent. And when somebody says they're giving up candy, you could say you gave up NBC. Ooh. February the 18th, the day after, 2 days after the Saturday Night Live massacre of Jesus Christ. And I'm calling for a boycott of NBC. And I'm looking at the news media who had time to digest this assassination of our Lord and Savior by communists on Saturday Night Live, the people that wish America ill, and I don't hear a peep. I hope I'm wrong. I just came in on the last 15 minutes of O'Reilly, and I didn't see him talk about this. If he didn't make this part of his opening on his show on Monday night, then me and O'Reilly are going to war. Hannity, I know, has told his radio audience he's gonna bring it up tonight on his TV show. Okay, so, and I'm waiting to hear what Savage says. I'll bet you Savage is more Catholic than O'Reilly. So I turn on Savage, and he's on vacation. He's taking more vacations than the president. This guy is just getting started on WABC, and he's unraveling. I'm totally brokenhearted. This guy, he's undoing himself. He's got somebody sitting in for him. He's already taking days off. He's trying to get his network, this new network up and running with him as at the lead, and he's blowing it. I don't want to hear about the sausage he had last night. This is not the sausage nation. I don't want to hear about his dog. I want to hear the meat and potatoes. I don't want to hear that he's going to give advice to people that need advice from a priest. Yeah, I don't want to hear that. I want to hear Savage, the politician, the political animal. That's what I want to hear. The guy that knows the inner workings of the Communist Party. The liberals, the guy who knows liberals best because it takes one to know one. And he's been there and done that. Guys like David Horowitz, who grew up in a communist family. They know the evils of communism. I don't want to hear Savage doing his complaining about kids with coloring books in a restaurant. I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear that there's lipstick on his water glass. I don't want to hear that. I want to hear that he should have come out tonight and nailed NBC, who nailed him. This was his opportunity. NBC gave him a job, and he made the mistake of going on NBC thinking that the entire TV audience knew him, but the TV audience is different than the radio audience. And he assumed that they were going to understand him from day one. He never took the time to introduce himself, to build a relationship, and then go to war. No, he went right to war. He got slaughtered. It is really sad. And what's that guy's name? Jack, whatever his name is, his hero in a book. He's only in a book, Mike. He's only in a book. Get a real hero. But having said that, we now turn to Hannity. Hannity worked me up. He said he's going to talk about the assassination of Jesus Christ by NBC, and he did a light dusting. He did a light dusting. My God, we're on the battlefield. We're surrounded. We're 80% of the country, and we're getting beat by 20% of atheists, heretics, and communists. And all we can do is say, well, you know, if they did that to the Muslims, they wouldn't get away with it, and I have a dress on today. Give me a break, man. Stand up for your goddamn country. Stand up for your God. Come alive! You're 80% of the country. You're getting pushed around by a handful of jerks. Come to life! And you dads, you better take good care of your kids. You just can't drive the family to church and sit in the parking lot. And all you churchgoers that are putting in dollars in the basket, there's a thing called inflation. And the church is not going to survive on a dollar in a basket. You can't take and not give. And here the federal government is building mosques in Pakistan in your name with your tax money. And they're educating your children, telling them that they don't belong here, that they stole the land from the Indians, and making them feel guilty about slavery, and none of these kids ever owned a slave. And they're telling the slaves, you know, you're really still slaves, and you're being pushed around by the white man. Yeah, that's right. Divide it all up, man. Divide the whites against the blacks. Divide the Latinos against the Mexicans. Do it all. Divide men against women. Divide straight guys against gay guys. Do it all. Split this country in a million different pieces, and nobody will be able to pick it up except when the Chinese come in and declare order. And don't think there aren't people out there that are waiting to come in for the kill. Just check your history book and see who's done it to who before. The lessons of a life in this world are always punctuated by war. And within the next 4 years, we're going to have a nuclear war. And that's not a prediction. That's just a general calculation. We saw the movie Argo tonight. You have to see Argo. You have to see the movie. Ben Affleck, don't turn communist because you're doing a good job. And if you want to do a real good movie, do Benghazi. Take it. Run with it. You'll be ostracized for the rest of your life. You'll be set up and blamed and exposed. But if you do Benghazi, the whole country will know that four guys were left to die. And in the movie Argo, they call off the rescue of the six Americans posing as Canadians. And you know what the reason they gave was? We'll look better in the press if they die in Canadian hands, rather than try and get them out in American hands. And that's all they care about, and that's what they did to Benghazi. Obama has not accounted for his time while those guys waited for help. And if you're a Navy SEAL, you know you do not leave a buddy behind. You know that that's the primary code. It's the one that's taught to everybody in the military. Never be without your weapon, and that goes for all your civilians. Never be without your weapon, and never leave a buddy behind. And Obama left four buddies behind. They weren't his buddies, but he left those four guys to die. And he hasn't accounted for his time. And neither is Hillary Clinton. And I don't buy the blood clot story. I don't buy the fall. I don't buy dummy x-rays. I don't buy any of that crap. The Clintons are the masters of covering up murders. And Obama has murdered 2,000 Americans in Afghanistan, and he's covering that up too. He's murdered an entire SEAL team, and he's covering that up too. And that's all they do is cover up, and the media lies with them. You don't have a media in this country anymore. You got Fox holding out. And Fox is down to about four hosts. And once they get to Murdoch, Fox will be gone too. You got WOR, the 710, has gotten rid of all the conservatives. You got Gallagher went over to 970. Steve Malzberg, they ran out of town. He's operating out of Washington, D.C. or Texas or something. Glenn Beck, they got rid of Glenn Beck. He was getting too close to Obama's plan. But the worst part of all is that 80% of the country is Christian, and we're standing there and we're letting these bastards walk all over us, indoctrinate our children, poison the minds of the youngest. They want to get them before they even go to preschool. And Saturday Night Live is and Communist Comedy Central, they're both no good. You can't be a Catholic on Communist Central and not make fun of your mother. They won't give you a job. And the Blessed Mother, they won't give you a job. You got to denounce your religion, and you got to mock it like Christ was mocked. And O'Reilly, if you didn't take this issue on tonight, you are no good. That should have been the opening sequence on your show. And I hope I'm wrong. I'm going to be looking at 11, and I hope I'm wrong. But I'll tell you, if you didn't say boo, you and Bernie Goldberg, I'll tell you right now, you're going to play in the next Passion Play, you're going to play the apostle that fell asleep. And Jesus said, what, you could not watch 1 hour with me or defend me? Shame on you, O'Reilly. Every nun that ever taught you is spitting on your picture. Now that I got you excited, let me calm you down. Hang in there. We'll give you a little Jesus tune. God bless Jesus, and Father, forgive them. They do know what they do when they're trying to hurt you. This is for the four guys in Benghazi who were abandoned by President Obama. Today they're in heaven, and this is for them and their loved ones. God bless you, and thank you for your sacrifice, which was greater than anyone could ever make.
Our Father's God, to thee, author of liberty, to thee we sing. Long may our land be bright with freedom's holy light. Protect us by thy might, great God our King. From every mountainside, let freedom ring, ring.
That's it for now. I'll have more tomorrow. In the meantime, boycott NBC. Every time you get your hand reaches for that channel changer, skip right over NBC. And in 40 days, they will feel the difference. And if 80% of the Americans boycott NBC, NBC will change their ways, I guarantee you. Or we can all go to the auction and buy the TV sets. And to all you Latinos out there, Aviva Cristo Rey. God is waiting for you to do your part. So is his mother, Our Lady of Guadalupe. Don't let them make fun of your Christ.